Chapter 2. The Birds and I. Which way do you read the Bible? Chris and I are both bird watchers, something we absorbed from Chris's grandma Norman and Chris's father Ron Norman. So we have a few bird feeders in our backyard, which means whether we like it or not, we feed sparrows and chase or throw things at squirrels. You know you're a birder if you chase squirrels from your feeders by running through the yard, yelling wildly, and squirting them with the water pistol you bought for your grandson's birthday next month. You know you are even more of a birder if you decide to keep the water pistol you bought for your grandson's birthday and get him another gift, because squirting squirrels is both effective and a whole lot of fun. Squirrels are a problem, but so are sparrows. If we could get rid of sparrows, we would, because we prefer the cardinals, goldfinches, and chickadees. And we'd love it if some cedar waxwings would visit us. But sparrows are omnipresent in our yard, sometimes as many as 50 fighting for places on our feeders and knocking good seed onto the ground while they look for the perfect little chunk. Because we've been watching birds for about 40 years, we've become adept at recognizing them. It is unusual when we see a bird we don't recognize. At times, we'll see a rare visitor, like a white-throated sparrow or a rose-breasted grosbeak or a migrating warbler, but not very often. I was in Kansas not long ago and spotted a bird I didn't recognize, but a professor at Tabor College did from my description, a scissor-tailed flycatcher. Sitting on my back porch reading in the summer of 2007, I looked up and saw a flash of soft blue in the bushes next to our fence row. I didn't see the whole bird, only part of it was visible through the green leaves. I got to wondering, and my bird-watching skills kicked in. I said, "Any birder will tell you this is how it happens, so don't think there's anything special here. Not a blue jay, too small. Not an eastern bluebird. The blue is too soft. Not an indigo bunting. It's too large and the colors too soft." I began to look for those distinguishing marks that separate one bird from another. What kind of a blue bird is this? Could it be a stray mountain bluebird? No, that's not possible. Mountain bluebirds don't wander from the Rockies into the Great Lakes regions during the summer. Then the bluish bird moved a bit. I stretched my neck to look closer and caught a full view. I was disappointed. It was someone's pet blue parakeet. It had escaped its cage and was now a free bird. Tempted to ignore it, after all, it was nothing but a stray pet, I began to take note of its manners. Odd thing, this chance encounter. I wondered how it would behave, and that got me to comparing its behavior with other birds in our yard. I immediately saw that our sparrows were, and no other word describes their response, terrorized by our visitor. When the blue parakeet moved even a little, the sparrows scattered like teenage pranksters when a cop car wanders into the neighborhood. When it flew, the sparrows were scared witless and scattered into hiding in bushes or found distance landing on telephone lines. When the parakeet let out its obnoxious sound,